trying to be like Jesus Christ. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Member Missionaries by David Smith. One Sunday, my two youngest children, Johanne and Joshua, made sure that I was available to help them distribute pass-along cards from the Ensign to the neighbors. Passing out these cards has become a missionary project for them since that day. While visiting a neighbor another day, I noticed the Lamb of God video on his table. I asked him about it, and he told me that my children had given him a pass-along card. He is reading the Book of Mormon now. Joshua and Johanne Smith, ages 6 and 9, Halfway, Missouri. Birthday Party Gossip by Amy Millett. To celebrate my 7th birthday, I had a party at my house. While we were eating cake and ice cream, some of my friends from my school class started making fun of a boy in our class. It made me feel sad. I told them they should not say things like that because it hurts people's feelings. They said it didn't matter because he wasn't there to hear it. I said, "Well, I'm here, and it hurts my feelings." After that, my friends started to talk about something else. I felt good inside and knew that I had done the right thing. I know that Jesus loves and cares about each person on earth. I am trying to be like him by treating others with kindness and respect. Amy Millett, age 7, Round Rock, Texas. Fasting for Grandma by Nathaniel Robinson. Because of the attacks on the United States on September 11, 2001, my grandma was stranded in Colorado. She was visiting my Uncle Brian, and she could not get a flight home because they were all canceled. She needed to get home so that she could take some medicine that would cost a lot of money to get in Colorado. I asked my mom if I could fast for my grandma, even though it wasn't Fast Sunday. Mom thought that that was a good idea. My mom and dad and little sister all fasted and prayed with me, and my grandma was able to make it home safely and get back on her medicine that she needed to take. I know that Heavenly Father answers prayers, and I know that He loves us and wants to help us. Nathaniel Robinson, age 7, Springville, Utah. In the Doctor's Office by Suzanne Perkins. My husband and I have 3 children, Thomas 6, Tucker 4, and Madison 1. Thomas and Tucker are learning in primary about baptism and sharing the gospel. One day, the children and I were at the doctor's office. A woman with a very small baby came in. The boys loved their younger sister, and they were interested in the woman's baby. I told the boys to sing the baby a song instead of trying to touch it. They looked at each other, then started to sing, "I am a child of God." Upon finishing the song, Thomas looked straight into the mother's eyes and said, "You know, we are all children of God. Me, my brother, you, your baby, my mom, my sister. Do you go to church? We should all go to church." The mother sat there smiling. It was a very touching moment that ended when the nurse called us in to see the doctor. We don't know if we'll ever see the mother and her baby again. What I know is that Thomas and Tucker are practicing the lessons they are learning in primary and at home about sharing the gospel, and that I should feel comfortable sharing the gospel whenever possible. I pray that they will continue to share the gospel as they grow, and that they will always love Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ as they do now. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ. From the Life of